Chapter 4. God becomes His creatures. In Hindu belief, the attributes of Brahman are manifest as different gods. The attribute of creation becomes the creator god, Brahma. The attribute of preservation becomes the preserver god, Vishnu. And the attribute of destruction becomes the destroyer god, Shiva. The most popular one amongst them, Vishnu, becomes incarnate among human beings at different points in time. This incarnation is called in Sanskrit, avatar, which means descent. It represents the descent of God into the human world by becoming a human being or one of the other creatures of this world. Primarily, the term avatar refers to the 10 main appearances of the god Vishnu. Among them is Matsya, the incarnation of God as a fish, Kurma, as a tortoise, Varaha, as a boar, a wild pig, Narasimha, as a half-man, half-lion, Vamana, as a dwarf, and probably the most common one is Rama, the human incarnation. Rama is the hero of the epic Ramayana, about which movies are made and shown regularly in India. The other popular god is Krishna, the other incarnation of Vishnu as a human being. His epic is the Mahabharata, which describes the descent of the gods in human forms to save the goddess Earth, oppressed by demons, burdened by overpopulation, and in danger of dissolution. There are different variations of this belief regarding how many incarnations there are and what other animal forms they adopt, but all generally follow these manifestations. Consequently, in Hinduism, the belief of one-fifth of humankind, man is God or part of God. The difference between the creator and his creation is only superficial. Popular Buddhism shares the Hindu incarnation concept with its own modifications. It teaches that every conscious being possesses the Buddha nature and is therefore capable of becoming a Buddha. Buddha, in earlier teachings, was truly a human teacher who lived and taught. However, in Mahayana Buddhism, the idea of the eternal Buddha, embodying the absolute truth, developed, and Buddha was elevated to godhood. In order to reveal his message to humankind, this eternal Buddha manifests himself from time to time as an earthly Buddha to live and work among humans. Thus, Siddhartha Gautama, the founder of Buddhism, became just one of the earthly appearances, a phantom apparition created by the eternal Buddha. Buddhism incorporated the elements of the Indian system of the gods and heavens and responded to the popularity of Bhakti Hinduism, personal devotion to savior deities. The absolute or Buddha nature was seen by some as having attributes manifest as eternal Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who existed in spiritual realms and offered their merits, protection, and help toward enlightenment to all their followers who were devoted to them. The chief ones among the eternal bodhisattvas were Avalokiteshvara, a personification of compassion, and Manjushri, a personification of wisdom. And among the eternal Buddhas were Akshobhya, the imperturbable, Amitabha, eternal light, and the Amitayus, eternal life.